This is Leroy Yarborough.
What's the major difference that you find between stock cars and the 500 cars?
Well, probably without a doubt, the biggest thing is the size of the car and the weight to horsepower ratio you have. The Indianapolis car has about 650 horsepower and weighs about 1,300 pounds, so the stock car has probably 650 horsepower. So really, it's a lot of difference in the acceleration, and also it's a considerable bit of difference in the steering of the car. The small Indianapolis car, the steering on it is rather quick, where the stock car has a quite a bit slower steering and feels more like an automobile that you're used to driving every day.
Do you have much trouble adjusting then to these cars?
Well, it certainly takes you a few minutes to adjust, and that's something I'm doing right now. Personally, I'm going out running and getting more used to the way the car feels and everything before I really try to exert myself and run fast.
Could you tell me a little bit about your car this year?
Well, it's as it was last year, it's a Jim Robbins Special. It's what they call an Eagle race car with a turbocharged Ford engine, and right now I'm real optimistic about it because the engine performing very well, and it's just a matter of us working up to speed. I think that we'll get going. It's just a matter of time.
I'm sure you find a lot of thrills related to the physical thrills. You find more thrills at the 500 than you do in stock car racing, or?
Well, not necessarily. More thrills because we get to run quite a few more stock cars, but the 500 here at Indianapolis is certainly a thrilling place. Hopefully it won't be too thrilling for me this year, but I have seen the time when it was.
Many people say that this track takes different skills and a lot more. You have to be more aware of this track than other tracks. Do you find this true? Or?
Well, certainly I would say that this racetrack is different. Whether it takes different skills or not, so real questionable, but you have to drive the racetrack a little bit different than you do the high bank track. You enter the corners here rather high and then drip down rather low in the corners, and you have a tendency to want to do this, or I do, and I imagine most of the fellows here do. Here's the bank kind of taking the hold of me going in. Well, the car has a tendency to go freewheeling, so I'm saying it's a bit different than any other place that I race.
Do you prefer driving the stock cars or the Indy cars?
Well, naturally, since I run the stock cars quite often, I actually might say that I'm more comfortable in them, but a race is a race, and anytime you're racing, you like to get used to driving whatever it is you're in, and then once you get to really feeling competitive, you sort of feel like being racy then.
Why do you come to Indy? For the competition?
Well, the competition's one thing, but of course the money they pay you rather nicely here. And this gets into the picture. It's real nice. The money proposition's very nice.
How's your car been running? Do you think you'll have any trouble qualifying?
Well, I don't really think so now. We're not really running all that steamy just yet, but I think we will be.
Who sponsors your car, did you say?
Jim Robbins Company out of Detroit.
Okay, thank you.